Hi, it's Kerry. Just a quick message to tell you that you can now request personalized sleep journeys just for you, wherever you want to go, and they will be your own sleep journey, not for the podcast collection. If you're interested, contact us using the details in the show notes. Also, while you're in the show notes, you'll see a PayPal link, which can be used for any donations or tips towards the running of your floating bed. We do not make a profit from this podcast, but it is, of course, costly to run. So if you're in a position where you feel comfortable to donate or tip us, it would be gratefully received, and you will be credited in the next episode. Okay, enough of this boring stuff. Hello and welcome to your floating bed. We are back with another sleep journey. Thank you for joining us. If this is your first sleep journey with us, you are very welcome. We've created a collection of sleep journeys for you to use, whether it be at bedtime or if you wake in the middle of the night or if you just find yourself in need of a bit of chill out at any time of day. We use this very precious time to enjoy just floating away together on an adventure and to find calm and find rebalance when we're feeling a bit wobbly. So while you take this time to get comfy and settled, whether it be if you're lying in bed or sat in a comfy chair, let's find out about this sleep journey.
This is a request from Logan in Wrexham in Wales. He would like to go to Hogwarts. I've started reading Harry Potter and I absolutely love it. So I hope you like the sleep journey. Let's go.
And remember, if you have a request for our next sleep journey, you can get in touch using the contact details in the show notes. So, when you're comfy and settled, let's go and visit Hogwarts. We're going to start by putting our hands together in prayer position in front of you. And rub your palms together. I don't know if you can hear me rubbing my palms together, but we're just rubbing our hands together at a steady pace. And just noticing how that feels. And as you rub them together, you will feel a heat. And that heat is the magic you are creating. It is your sleep magic. Now gently place your palms over your eyes. Feel that magical sleep energy pour into your face. It is filling your head with sleep magic, and it is so soothing. Take a slow, deep breath in and let it go, exhaling and feeling your head relax. And give your jaw a little wobble. Feel it relax as the sleep magic washes down your neck into your shoulders. And as the sleep magic arrives in your shoulders, slowly remove your palms from your eyes and bring your arms down by your sides. How are your shoulders feeling? If they're as tight as mine often are, give them a roll. And if they're up by your ears, again as mine often are, gently pull them down and reset. And you feel your sleep magic filter down your arms all the way to the tips of your fingers. With those magic fingertips, draw a circle over your body, wrapping your arms over your body in a lovely cuddle. And enjoy just giving yourself a cuddle. And whisper, I believe in myself. Believing in yourself means believing in your own capabilities, believing in who you are, believing in everything you can achieve, having confidence in yourself and your abilities to overcome that voice in our heads that makes us think we can't do something. No, you can. You can achieve anything if you believe in yourself. And continue giving yourself a cuddle if it's comfortable. Or release your arms by your sides or wherever is comfortable to you. Let's take a slow, deep breath together. And as you exhale, feel your sleep magic rushing into the lower half of your body. Imagine the sleep magic rushing through your tummy, down through your legs, into your feet. Roll your ankles. Curl your toes under your feet. Make a fist with both feet. And release. And notice the difference in your body. Take a moment to check in with your body. Take a moment to notice your bed or chair holding you. Notice it beneath your body, supporting you. Notice your duvet or blankets cuddling around you. Notice your pillow or cushions supporting your head. Take a moment to notice how you're breathing. Notice how your breath is entering your body through your nose or through your mouth. Notice how it fills your tummy, how it fills your lungs. And notice how it leaves your body through your nose or mouth. How does it feel to exhale? Take a slow, deep breath in. Fill your tummy with air. And exhale, releasing all the air from your body. You are calm. You are still. You imagine you are a magic wand. Imagine your body is made of wood, and at your core is magic. Every wand is unique, just like you are unique. If you believe in yourself, we can channel your magic. Take a gentle inhale, breathing in lots of air, letting it fill your tummy. And in your mind, repeat your magical words, "I believe in myself." And exhale, breathing out and feeling your magic shoot out of the top of your head. Your magic spell has worked and made your bed lift up off of the ground. Imagine your bed hovering above the floor. Take another gentle inhale, breathing in, filling your tummy with air. And in your mind, repeat our magical mantra, "I believe in myself." And exhale, breathing out and feeling your magic shoot out of the top of your head. Your magic spell worked again. And now your bed is floating up, 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 floating around your room. Let's take another slow inhale, filling your tummy with air. And again, in your mind, repeat our magical words, "I believe in myself." And exhale, breathing out, feeling your magic shoot out of the top of your head. Your bed floats higher still, out through your ceiling, up, up, out of the roof, and you are floating. You are light as air, floating so free. Imagine you have arrived at King's Cross Station. You are looking for platform 9 3/4. But there is no platform 9 3/4. You see a barrier between platform 9 and 10. And you know that is the only way to get to platform 9 3/4. And you think it's impossible to get through the barrier. So you remind yourself of your magic mantra, "I believe in myself." You can do it. So you begin a quick walk towards the barrier, and you believe you can get through. So you run faster and faster. I believe in myself. And you arrive at platform 9 3/4. You are stood before a magnificent steam train, the Hogwarts Express. You join the throngs of students eagerly making their way onto the train. You find a seat on the train and hear a cheer of excitement as the train begins to chug away from the station. And so your journey begins. The train carries you out of the city and into the countryside, through rolling hills and green fields. The carriages are buzzing with students. The trolley passes through the carriages, offering chocolate frogs, Bertie Bops, every flavour beans, pumpkin pasties. You can choose whatever you like. They smell delicious. These treats taste so sweet on your tongue. You finish eating, feel so satisfied. Your stomach so full. Your body so heavy. And you settle back to rest. You watch the sun slowly set behind the mountains and the sky transform from blue to purple to a dark night sky. You feel so sleepy. The train arrives at a narrow platform. And as you step out into the crisp night air, you are greeted by Hagrid's big, hairy, friendly face and guided up a steep, narrow path that leads you to a lake. The lake is so still and sparkling under the starry night sky. Mountains line the banks of the lake, and high up above, sat on top of the mountain, you see Hogwarts Castle, the school of witchcraft and wizardry. You are awestruck by this spectacular enchanted castle. The moon shines like a spotlight on its many turrets and towers, revealing the enormity of the building. You sit in a rowing boat and feel its gentle rock as it crosses the lake towards a dark tunnel in the cliff. And you arrive at an underground harbour. And you step out of your rowing boat and Hagrid guides you through a passageway. And you arrive at a grass lawn at the foot of the Hogwarts Castle. You are again struck by the grandeur of this extraordinary castle. You climb the stone steps up to its huge front door, and you knock 3 times. You enter the castle, first discovering the large entrance hall before you, its tall stone walls lit by torches with burning flames, filling the hall with warm, heavy air. You breathe it in. And it's time to enter the great hall. Its huge double doors open before you, and you're greeted by the most extraordinary sight. Thousands of floating candles illuminate the hall in a welcoming glow. There are long tables with Hogwarts students excitedly sat around them. Above you is an enchanted ceiling. It's like you are looking up into the night sky. You see twinkling stars and the moon shining down on you. As you walk through the hall, the energy is electric. At the top of the hall, by the teacher's table, is a stool. and sat on top of the stool is a scruffy old pointed hat, the sorting hat. You must put the hat on, and it will decide which school house you will be in for your time at Hogwarts. Maybe this is something you would be excited to do. Or maybe this is something that would make you nervous. And so you need to repeat, "I believe in myself." A reminder that you can, of course, do anything. And so the sorting hat is placed on your head. The big hat drops down over your eyes. And you hear a small voice whispering to you, evaluating your character and which house would suit you. Are you brave at heart like Gryffindor? Just and loyal like Hufflepuff? Do you have the wit to be in Ravenclaw? Or does your cunning make you more suited to Slytherin? Now this isn't for me to decide. You know your character, your strengths. You know the house you deserve. And so you visualize which house the sorting hat would put you in. There are cheers and jubilation as you join the rest of your house sat at their table. You feel a sense of belonging. You feel like you are part of a very special family. And so, your adventures at Hogwarts begin. You imagine yourself exploring the magnificent Hogwarts castle, navigating through the maze of staircases, ever moving and rearranging themselves. You discover secret passageways, doorways hiding behind sliding panels. Some doors don't open without a password. Some don't open unless you're polite. Some don't open unless you tickle them. You study the ways of the wizarding world, discovering strange plants in herbology, learning charms with Professor Flitwick, or transfiguration with Professor McGonagall, and even potions with Professor Snape. You visit Hagrid's small wooden house on the edge of the Forbidden Forest. You drink tea, eat his rock cakes. You meet his pet boarhound, Fang, and even meet Norbert the Dragon. You receive a cloak of invisibility. It is a light, liquid-like material that wraps around your body, and you are unseen. You use it in your adventures, creeping around the hallways of the castle unseen. You learn to fly a broom, a shiny wooden broom. You believe in yourself. You believe that you can. You use your right hand to command it up before mounting the broom, kicking off of the ground, and away you go. Soaring through the sky, gliding around the towers and turrets of Hogwarts Castle, over the rooftop, feeling the wind blowing through your hair. You feel so free. You play Quidditch. You become part of your house team. On your broom, you soar around the Quidditch stadium, see the crowds below you, cheering for you from the stands. Around you, the other players swoop and dive. The Quidditch balls blast past you, either being thrown through the three hoops, or it's the bludger balls trying to knock you off of your broom. But you repeat, "I believe in myself." And with poise, you catch the shiny golden snitch ball, and you are the Quidditch champion. And when you're tired, you climb the staircases. You pass along a hallway lined with bewitched portraits. The image is constantly moving and waving. And you return to your dormitory. And you snuggle into your four-poster bed, surrounded by thick, heavy curtains. And you fall into a deep, restful sleep. And you take a gentle breath in, filling your tummy with air. And you exhale, letting it all go. And you feel your big, sturdy four-poster bed begin to float, lifted off of the floor. It is floating above the floor around your dormitory. It is floating up high into the sky, high above the castle, above its turrets and towers. It is floating over the grounds of the castle, up and over the forbidden forest. It is floating over the dark mountains, up, up into the sky. And you float on and on and on and on. So light, so free, so calm, so quiet. You float on and on until you find yourself back where we began, back in your own surroundings where we started this journey. And you're not disappointed to be back, because you know you can return to Hogwarts anytime you want to, anytime you need to, using the techniques we practiced together. And maybe you'll dream about a Hogwarts adventure you have read about. Or maybe you'll dream about a Hogwarts adventure of your own creation. For now, stay here, so safe, so calm, so sleepy. Thank you for coming on our sleep journey.